Wednesday, 21st of October, Cheshvan, Rabbi Dov Stern, Melech Zoraya.
I was asked to talk about a Shabbos-related topic, so I'd like to discuss a little bit the Melech of Zoraya. Unlike Yankee Shurim, it's not halacha lemasa. This is a bit of the lomdus of Melech Zoraya. The Rambam, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shilam Advov, Sif Yud Aleph, writes like this: Hashere chitim usa'irim ukiyotze ben b'mayim. Someone who soaks wheat, barley, kernels in water. Hareza tolda zareya. This is a tolda of sowing. V'chayev v'kolshu. And he's chayev chatos for doing so on Shabbos, because it falls under the tolda of melech zareya. Zareya, of course, is in the ground. This is in water. So it's a tolda of melech zareya. Magen Mishnah says that the makor of the Rambam is the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Magen Avraham over here quotes this Gemara in Zvachim and asks that it would seem actually that the Gemara in Zvachim says otherwise. The Gemara in Zvachim says there, I think it's a member of Rava, that if someone is Zorak Zera Pishton B'mayim, someone threw a flax seed in water, so he's Chayev. So the Gemara says, my time, or why is he chayev? Ileima mishum the matzmach mimayim. It's not quite the Lashon of the Gemara, but I'm quoting from the Magen Avraham. Ileima mishum the matzmach mimayim. Is it because the flax seed starts to sprout in the water? V'havele zareya, ihochi, says the Gemara, chitim usayrim nama. So why would Rava talk only about a flax seed? Any seed, any seed of any plant or any flower would be subject to Melech Zareya. So the Gemara answers, indeed, Hosom Ka'ovid Lisha. Zera Pishton B'mayim is different, because the Gemara explains that Zera Pishton, some riri, some strands come out, and on the Dbokin B'mayim, Dbokin Zer Bozer, and when you put it in water, it somehow becomes joined with the water together, and is therefore considered the tolda of Melech Lisha, where you have mixed solid and liquid together. So that's what the Gemara says. So it would seem to emerge, Freik the Magen Avraham, from that Gemara, that there isn't a problem of throwing an ordinary seed into water out of Melech Zareya. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. But then Rava should have spoken about any Zera. Why does he speak only about Pishton? So Elomai says the Gemara, Pishton is unique in that there's some riri, some strands that join with the water, and it's subject to Melech Lisha. But there isn't a problem of Melech Zareya. So how can the Rambam paskin, and indeed the Magen Mishnah says, take out from that Gemara that if you throw a seed into water, it's Melech Zareya? Seems to be proven otherwise from the Gemara. So the Gemara, Magen Avraham answers, V'yashloima, D'v'pishton chayev tekev k'shemes nebemayim shemulash. With pishton, as soon as you put it in water, this seed of flax, you're chayev al t'lisha, because as we said, it somehow joins with the water. Aber bei Chitub Masoirim, ein Achayv, elo b'shoyre zman oruch. Kamoi chatsiyoy. Chitub Masoirim is different. You won't be chayv as soon as you put the wheat kernel in the water, but only when you let it soak there for approx half a day, says the Magen Avraham, there you'll be chayv. So that's the diuk of the Lashon Rambam. Hashoyre chitim musoirim b'mayim. Not hazoyre chitim musoirim l'mayim, but he who soaks for a period of a half a day, approximately, then he is subject to Melech Zareya. That's the answer of Magen Avraham. The question is, Magen Avraham doesn't clarify for us why is this so. Normally, when you sow something in the ground, you chayav at Melech Zareya. Immediately, l'chayra. You don't wait a period of time. So if throwing a kernel of wheat or barley into water is a told of Melech Zareya, you should be chayav straight away. And if it's not told of Melech Zareya, then it's not told. You shouldn't be chayiv even after half a day. Why is it that you only chayiv over here in this instance after half a day? So that is what I'd like to clarify. What's the beer in this Magen Avraham pshat in the Rambam that when you zera, when you shayra chit mesera b'mayim, you're not chayiv immediately at zera, but you are chayiv after approximately half a day when you've been shayra it in the water. What's the gedder for that? So I'm going to be repeating largely a minchas chinuch in Moshech Shabbos mitzulam adbeis melech zera. In order to explain his understanding of this Magen Avraham, we need to explore a little bit the Melach of Zerah. So first, let's begin with a general talk about most Melachos of Shabbos. So most Melachos of Shabbos, right, as soon as you do the Melach, the Melach is done. I.e., you take a pen and you write on a piece of paper an ois, so the ois is there. Sevea, you take something and you color something, so it's there. Melech Safiya is l'chera different, right? Ho'ifa is one of the lamates melachos, or hamavashal. Now, when you put something, pot of food on the fire, or a bread, a dough in the oven, at that stage, right, you know, the master ha'odom is finished, you placed it on the fire, but nothing has really yet happened, it hasn't yet cooked, it hasn't yet baked. So, what would be if someone were to put something on the fire, and 5 minutes later, before it's even cooked, it hasn't cooked whatsoever. 5 minutes later, somebody else or he will come and remove it from the fire. Is he chayiv? I mean, arguably, he's done exactly the same thing as if it wouldn't have been removed from the fire. His act was complete as soon as he put it on the fire. So, would we say that if you put it on the fire and then it got removed 5 minutes later, you're chayiv because of melechus oifa? So, in logic, this is shver to accept. It's actually often a Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos Tavdala Domad Aleph that it's quoted also in Shulchan Aruch, Reishon and Dalet Sivov. There's a concept of Radia Sapas, where one would remove the breads from the sides of the oven, which is an Issad Rabbonon to do on Shabbos. But it says, if a person in Nosnoi B'Shabbos, if a person placed a bread in an oven on Shabbos, Mutzaloi Lirdois, he's allowed to transgress this Issad Rabbonon and remove it on Shabbos, Koidim Sheyefer, before it'll bake, Kedesh Leyova Lidei Seskila, so as to prevent him from coming Lidei Seskila, because if he were to leave it in the oven and it would bake, he'll be Chayiv Atzmo Melechus Oifa. If he removes it, then he aborts the Melechus Afia and he's over an Issad Rabbonon and avoids an Issad Skila. So it says clearly in the Gemara, therefore, that Melechus Oifa is not done and dusted as soon as you put it in the oven. You put it in the oven, if something now occurs that it's removed before it bakes, you're not even Melechus Oifa.
It bakes after Shabbos, but just before.
One second. We're going to talk about that, yeah? Very good. So, it would seem therefore that Melechus Oifa requires two components. It requires you have to do the Afiyah on Shabbos, it also has to actually bake L'chayra on Shabbos. That's for sure. It's not just enough that you should have done something which results in a baking. For example, if you were to put the food on the fire before Shabbos, yeah, and it bakes on Shabbos, cooks on Shabbos, then for sure there's no problem. It says poskim mayim legina, you can, you know, open water to a garden before Shabbos and it can water on Shabbos. It's not a problem because the melacha is only, even though the tikkun of the afiyah and the bishul took place on Shabbos, but you didn't do anything on Shabbos. So that's for sure that you need to have done something on Shabbos. But it would seem from the Gemara Daftara that we quoted, that not only do you have to put the thing on the fire, but that it actually has to bake. If it doesn't bake, then you haven't done melacha afiyah. So the Minchas Chinuch was of the opinion, like Mr. Kalfin is saying, that melacha afiyah is actually a melacha memusheches. It's like a longish melacha, which starts with your placing on the fire, and ends with the baking. And therefore he actually says that by the same token, if you were to put something on the fire before Matzah Shabbos, and it only goes on to bake after Shabbos, you're not over. You're not chayiv, because you haven't done an afiyah. No different, he says, to if you put something on the fire and it got removed, so too if you put something on the fire and it baked after Shabbos. After Shabbos it's allowed to bake. The melacha is, the tchilat ha-melacha is the putting on the fire, and the gemar ha-melacha is the baking. And if those two things took place on Shabbos, then you chayiv. So most melachas, the tchilah and the gemar, take place at the same time. With the Melech Safir, we have a situation where the Melocha is an elongated Melocha. You need both the Tchila and the Gemara to take place, L'Chaira on Shabbos. And only when both the Tchila and the Gemara take place on Shabbos, are you over Melech Safir. That is the position of the Minchas Chinuch, which L'Chaira he builds correctly from the Gemara of Radia Sapas, that we see that if it didn't come Lidei Gemara, it's not called Melech Safir, so it has to come Lidei Gemara. And Gemara after Shabbos, he says, L'Chaira is neither here nor there, so it must have come Lidei Gemara on Shabbos. Now, if so, this poses a difficulty when we come to Melech Zeraya. Because by Afia, of course, you can have such a situation, you put something on the fire, you know, on Shabbos, and 2 hours later on Shabbos, it cooks. So you've, now, at that point, the Melech has ended, and you become Chayav Chatos. But with the Melech Zeraya, when you sow something in the ground, there's a problem. Shabbos is only 24 hours long. If you put something in the ground, it says by Klayim, it says by Meleches Tlisha, that there's Machlokes, whether it takes 30 days for it to be Niklat in the ground, 14 days, or at the very least 3 days. But at the very least, it takes 3 days for a seed to be Niklat in the ground. And until such time, it's Kumulach Bekada, it's like placed in a vessel. But if one were to go after a seed has been placed in the ground, you go after a day, and you pick it out of the ground, you're not over Meleches Koitz or Meleches Toilish, because it was never planted into the ground. Klayim, it doesn't become Nesar, als Klayim, Zera with Kerem, if it was there for less than 3 days, because it's not considered yet Zerua in the Karka. The minimum time it takes for something to be Niklat in the Karka is 3 days. And over there we have a problem. Whenever you're going to be Zerua on Shabbos, so the Gemar of the Melocha is L'Chaira when it becomes Zeruah in the ground. Parallel to Afia, where the Gemara of the Melocha is it becoming cooked. And it's only when it becomes Zeruah in the ground after Shabbos. So how can you ever be over Melech Zeruah on Shabbos if it takes at least 3 days for it to become Niklat in the ground?
You'll be over if you leave it there till next Shabbos. Because it'll continue to grow from when it starts.
Yeah, but L'Chaira, this Shabbos and next Shabbos are two separate things.
It has to be the same Shabbos to be over?
L'Chaira. It would be a chiddush to suggest that next Shabbos can be mashlim what you began this Shabbos.
Kasiva, we go back, is the stair going to be something which is Makoyim, because
yeah.
So again, how would that work? Because you only know if it's not a Miskayim.
No, I'm saying a normal pen which you write with is Miskayim.
And if it gets rubbed out, or what?
So that's something else. If it gets rubbed out, it gets rubbed out. But as long as when you put it down, it's a Ksava Miskayim, you're Chayiv. If Taka, you put down a Ksav, which is not Miskayim, then it might only be Midrabonon. Okay.
It's difficult to understand, because putting a seed in the ground is the beginning of the process.
Okay, so hang on a second.
And putting something in the oven is the beginning of the process.
Right. For sure, and you can't bake without putting something in the oven.
The beginning of the process is as important as the end of the
process. It is as important, but that's for sure that I've quoted. The Gemara Shabbat says that you put something in the oven, and then 2 minutes later you remove it, you're not chayav Melech Safir. Even though, in both situations, you did the same thing. You put something in the oven, and you went to the armchair, and you sat back and you learned to sefer, right? In the one instance, it was kept on fire, yuchayev. In the other instance, somebody, a Jew, a non-Jew, came along and removed it, and you're potter. So we see that only when your malacha resulted in an afia, are you chayev. So ibazoi, the same thing ought to apply with malacha zriya, that only when you put it in the ground, it results in a klita, ought you to be chayav, and that klita will always, by definition, take place after Shabbos. So how can you ever be chayav on Melech Zeraya?
So for cooking as well.
For cooking, I'm talking about cooking.
No, I know, but cooking as well has got that process that on the spot.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's the same as that.
It's the same thing. But by Afia and Bishul, we can have a situation where you put something on the fire. No, if you take it off, then you tuck it your potter. And if you leave it on the fire and it cooks, on Shabbos, you're chayev. But the problem is, Melech Zeraya, you can't have a situation where it will be Niklat on Shabbos, because it takes 3 days. Right, so, there are two fundamental mahalchim. I will have time to clarify this properly. There are two fundamental mahalchim of it. The Rashash, in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel, and the Chelkas Yoyov, they say that actually, by Melech Safir, you don't actually need that it should be nigmar, the bishul, on Shabbos. As long as you put something on the fire, and it cooks, so it's avid machshavtoi, niskayim machshavtoi, what you did was an act of cooking. If one questions, was it an act of cooking? The answer is it was, because it resulted in something being cooked. As long as it results in something being cooked, then what you did was an act of cooking. The Gemara in Daf Dalet says that when you put something on the fire and it was rediyah sapas, it was removed, then you're potter. That's because what you did never resulted in a baking. It was aborted. So if what you did didn't result in a baking, you're taka potter. But, says the Rosh Hash, if what you did results in a baking, even if it results in a baking after Shabbos, you're chayiv, because the Rosh Hash understands, not like Menachas Chinuch, which I'm about to say, that it's not that Melech Safiya is an elongated melocha. If it will be an elongated melocha, then the melocha must be done on Shabbos. No, the Melech Safiya is the placing on the fire. But there's a tnai, as it were, in the Melech Safiya, that it results in a Dovah HaNefe, in a Dovah HaNespashel. It has to be, it's Abed Machshavtoi. But so long as it's inside of Machshavtoi, what you did resulted in your intent, and it became cooked, then what you did is called a Melech Safiya. Did I cook on Shabbos? Yes, because I put it on the fire. Wouldn't mean, did I cook on Shabbos? I cooked after Shabbos, doesn't matter. But what I did on Shabbos resulted in a cooked food. That's cool that I did the Melech Safiya on Shabbos, even though it resulted in a cooked food after Shabbos. Only if and when what I did on Shabbos didn't result in something being cooked at all, then that's not called Melech Safiya, because it never resulted in anything being cooked, right? So then, that's not called Melech Safiya. That's what the Rosh Hash says. So Mele says the Rosh Hash, with Zriya, there's no problem. You place something in the ground, it becomes Nishrash in the ground, it takes root, whatever, after 3 days in the ground. So what you did was called a Melech Zriya. Retroactively, what you did was a Melech Zriya, because it resulted in it being niklat in the ground, even though that took place after Shabbos, that doesn't bother us. And indeed, by Melech Safiya, so according to Rosh Hash, Melech Safiya and Melech Zriya are exactly the same. They follow the same pattern. In both instances, it needs to result in a cooking or in a klita in the ground. As long as it does result in that, even after Shabbos, you're okay. The only time when you're potter is if it was aborted. So if you put something in the ground and then you took it out of the ground, then what you did earlier was not a Melech Zriya. Or if you put something on the fire and you removed it from the fire, what you did earlier was not a Melech Safiya. Right? So according to Rosh Hash, we're okay. We understand Melech Safiya and we understand Melech Zriya. The Melech Zriya, however, understands differently. He understood that there's no difference between if you abort a Melocha or if the Melocha didn't end on Shabbos. Because he understood that if we see that when you abort the Melech Safiya, your potter, that shows that the Gemar or Afiya is a chelik of the Melocha. And if it's a chelik of the Melocha, he understood it has to take place on Shabbos. You can't have a Melocha taking place after Shabbos and you're chayv on the bit that took place after Shabbos. So if it's a chelik of the Melocha, it must be that that Melocha took place on Shabbos too. And therefore, the Melech understands that by Melech Safiya, if you put something before Shabbos, like Mr. Kaufman was saying, and it cooks after Shabbos, you'll be potter. I obviously Melech Zriya had shver, so how does Melech Zriya work? So Melech Zriya, right, comes with a chiddush. That Melech Zriya is different. Because he says the word Zariah, that means the word Zariah you won't find in the Torah, of course. But Chazal, in the Mishnah, when they define the Lama Tes Melochus, called the Melocha HaZariah. So he says the word Zariah means throwing a seed into the ground. That is Zariah. True, that until it's niklat, it's not considered sown or nishrash in the karka. If you pick it up, you won't be chayav al tolish. It won't yet become neser al tklayim. But have I done a maisa zariah? Yes, I've done a maisa zariah. Because sowing something means chucking it into the earth. That is called melech zariah. Melech safiya is different. Melech safiya is to bake. So to bake is not to put something in the oven. When you put something in the oven, you haven't baked. Right? You've made an attempt at baking. That ha'oifeh, which is the Shema Melocha, is you baked something means you put something in the oven and it baked. Then it's called ha'oifeh, you baked something. However, hazareah is different. Melech hazareah suffices that you sowed it into the ground. That is the Shema Melocha of zareah. Who then he says by klaim? Loisizra. If you sow a seed into a kerem, you're over the is of Loisizra. It won't become klaim yet until after 3 days when it's niklat in the ground. But loisizra kamachoklam, you already oive, because the shem of zeria is already when you sow it into the ground, even before it becomes niklat. So the Mechitzchina therefore is of the position that Melech Safiya has to have been Nigmar on Shabbos. Melech Zriya is different because the Shem Zriya, it's sufficient to do a Maisa Zriya even without a Haklota at all. So it comes out, if you study the two positions, that the Rosh Hash versus the Mechitz Chinuch, each one has a Kula and a Chumra. Right? According to the Rosh Hash, if you did Melech Safiya before Matzah Shabbos, and it only became cooked after Shabbos, you'll be chayev, right? You'll be chayev. But conversely, if you sowed something into the ground on Shabbos according to Rosh Hash, and you picked it up 5 minutes later, you won't be chayev. Or even after Shabbos, you picked up before it was Niklat, you won't be chayav, because according to Rosh Hash, the Shem Zriya is not sufficient just sowing it into the ground. The Shem Zriya is the Gemar, the Tznai of its Abed Machshavtid, it should become Niklat in the ground. If you picked it up and you aborted it, that would be similar to a Diyas HaPas, which aborts the Melech Safiya, who had been picking out the seed from the ground, would void the Melech Zriya and would make it Oy Zriya, so you'd have a Kula. You'd have a kula that way. Or the kund mechitzin is the other way around. If you put something on the fire before Matzah Shabbos and it cooks, you take a potter. Because he says it's one big malacha. And it must all take place within Shabbos. Conversely, kund mechitzin, by zareah it's different. His chiddush is zareah is different. If you zareah something in the ground on Shabbos, the shem malacha is sufficient. And therefore, even if 2 minutes later you sowed in the ground and you took it out, you're still chayev. Because I don't need by melech zareah there should be niklat. I did the Maisa Zriya. The Maisa Zriya is the throwing of the seed into the ground, and therefore that's already called Melech Zriya, even if you afterwards bought it, by Afiyah you would, Michai, by Zriya you would. So they have different positions in how they view both Afiyah and Zriya respectively. Now, let me try and conclude. Is it okay if I try to go on?
Yeah.
Because he wants to ask something in there. Okay, it's a bit too long to start for me. I hear what you're saying. I mean, we're not talking about here that a person necessarily lit a fire under the pot anyway. Yeah. Could be there was a lit fire on the pot and he simply placed it on the pot. So I don't know where the whole Ishay Mishum Chitzo would come in that situation. Anyway. Right. Now, the Mechitz Chinuch L'Shitosoi is Mechadosh something else. Now that he's established that Melech Zriya is just for putting in, so he comes on and he says, oh, but you should know that when something gets niklat in the ground, machmas your maisa, that is also a melach of zareah. There are two parts. There are two things which fall under melach of zareah. When you sow something in the ground, even if it doesn't become niklat, that's called melach of zareah. But who are then the next stage, the haklota, is also a melach of zareah. That means according to Rosh Hash, this doesn't go. For according to Rosh Hash, the haklot is a tnai in the zriya, so your zriya, and only when it becomes, only if, not when, but only if it becomes niklat, was it is avad machshavtoi, and you chayv on the melocha of zriya, but the haklot itself is not going to be a melocha bifnei atzmoi. But the Mechitzchinuch understood that melech zriya is ended with a zriya. It's finished, even if you pick it up, he said later, you're finished. So he comes along with the chiddush and he says, you should know that although what I said is correct, you put zera in the ground, finished. But if you put something in the ground and it became niklat, the haklota is also a melach of zereya. There are two types of melach of zereya. One is the sowing into the ground. One is causing something to be niklat. The haklota is also a melach of zereya. So Lomashal, the Mechitzchinuch says that, he says there are certain minim which can be niklat on the same day, boi b'yoyim. Generally, it takes at least 3 days. But there are certain minim which can be nikla b'yoyim. So he says, if somebody will be zareah b'shoigig b'shabbos, and then he'll have a yediya, that means he'll remember, hey, Shabbos, and then he'll forget again, and he'll allow it to be niklat, So he'll be chayiv tuchatos. Yediyah is a machalkos. He'll be chayiv tuchatos. Because the initial putting in was the end of the melacha. It was finished. The allowing it to become niklat was also a melacha of Zariah. He brings a raya from Shvius that we find by Shvius that if somebody planted before Shmita within 30 days and it became niklat, on Shmita he's chayiv al Zariah b'Shvius and he's got to be oikar it before it becomes niklat. So he says, you see that the allowing something to take root is also called the melacha of Zariah. Mameli says on Shabbos there are two halves to melacha Zariah. The first half is the throwing the seed in the ground. The second half is the allowing the seed to take root, like we said, when you water plants, right? So you're not doing a zeria, you're being matzmiach the plants. That's also a tolda of melech zeria. So what then? The allowing of the seed to take root in the ground is a secondary melech zeria, which is also forbidden to do on Shabbos. So basically, with that, we can now go back to the Magen Avraham. It says, "Hashayir achit musarim b'mayim harei zechayiv." And the question was that the Gemara seems to indicate otherwise, that you only buy chay by pishton because of lisha, but not by chit musarim. So the Gemara says that's true, but if you shayir it chatzi yom then you chayiv. So we ask Mapitom that if you put it in the water, you're not chayiv, but only after half a day you are chayiv. So Mishnah Chinuch wants to suggest, based on his understanding of the topic, which we've hopefully clarified a bit, the following plan. He wants to suggest that if you look in the Rambam, he says a tolda is only chayiv if it's similar to the Av. It has to be very similar to the Av in order for it to be called a tolda. So he says, chelik number one of Zeria, which is what? To throw something into ground is called Zeria. So he says, the Shem Zeria is when you sow into earth. But if you throw a seed into water, that's not Zeria. Because it's not similar to the Av. Sowing is you sow into earth. Throwing a zera into ground, into water, is not the Shem of the Malach of Zeria. Therefore, it cannot be considered a tolda. So he says, therefore, as far as Malach number one of Zeria is concerned, throwing a seed into water would not qualify as a tolda. Masha Engen, he says, the second chelik of Malach of Zeria, which is to allow something to be niklat. So if you put something in the earth, and then, for argument's sake, immediately 2 hours later it became niklat, and you allowed it to become niklat, you're over a second zriya, says the Minchas Chinuch, right? So he says, there, the pshat is because you allowed something to be matzmiach, you allowed something to take root, that is also melech zriya. So he says, for that chelik of melech zriya, if you put something in water, and you allow it to be matzmiach, there you've done the same thing, because ma'ali, if you allowed it to become matzmiach, in earth, or you allowed it to become matzmiach in water, the point is, you allowed something to take root, you allowed something to begin growing, that would qualify as a tolda of the second part of Melech Zeria, although it's different, that's in earth and this is in water, that would qualify as a tolda of the second part of Melech Zeria. Mameli wants to say, that's the Pshat Namogin Avraham. When you're Zerik, Chit Musarim B'mayim, you're not going to be chayiv straight away. I alomo by melech zeria, says the Minchas Chinuch, you are chayiv straight away. That's because that is the shem of zeria. To sow means to chuck seeds in earth. That doesn't apply by water. You cannot call, no one will tell you today, is throwing seeds into the earth, into water, is that an act of sowing? That's not an act of sowing. So therefore, to be chayiv miyad, as the tolda of being, of the first component of melech zeria, throwing a seed into water cannot qualify as a tolda of the first component of Zeria, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Masha again, if you're shoire, if you allow to soak chit musarim b'mayim, chatzi yoim, so that it takes root, now already you're falling under the second heading of melech Zeria, which is the allowing of a seed to be niklat in the karka. That's also a melech Zeria. Again, according to Rosh Hash, we said that's not an independent melocha. According to Rosh Hash, it would be shver. Because if the Rosh Hashanah says anytime you throw something into earth and it subsequently takes root, then you chayiv retroactively for the Zeria. So therefore, in the case of Chit Musarim B'mayim also, you should be chayiv miyad, so long as it took root. But you wouldn't have to wait half a day till you're chayiv, you would be chayiv miyad, according to Rosh Hashanah. But the Magen Avraham, learning Pshat and the Rambam says, no, only Hashera, only after half a day do you become chayiv. Why only after half a day for the Minchas Chinuch? The answer is, because the Melech Zeria of number one, throwing into the earth, throwing into water is different, cannot be qualified as a toldo throwing into earth. It's not called zoreya. But the allowing to take root, that is similar to the haklota of zoreya, which is also a melech zoreya. The allowing to take root in water is no different to the allowing to take root in earth. That's also melech zoreya. And therefore, as long as you allow it to take root for half a day, and then it takes root, or begins to be matzmiach in the water, that qualifies as a toldo of the second half, the second component of melech zoreya. And therefore, the Rambam says, if you share it, chitim sorim b'mayim, for that period of half a day, you chayev alts melech zoreya. Al kaponim, the vichtige, chelik, it's all vichtig, is that we have this fundamental disagreement between the Rishash and the Mechitz Chinuch into how to understand melech zoreya.
Omer Yehi Shmi Rabo Mevur Rabo.